Next patient is Michael Colladay. The last name is Colladay. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old patient of Ms. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, P-A-C, who has been referred to this office because of the presence of kidney stones and cysts in the kidney. The patient has an episode of hematuria. In the middle part of 2020, he was referred to Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y, I-S-H-I, who performed a retrograde on December the 10th, 2020. And the findings were bladder wall trabeculation, trilobar hypertrophy of the prostate, and a normal bilateral retrograde with no filling defects. After the evaluation by the urologist, the patient has not had an overt episodes of kidney stones, but he continues to complain of a pain in the left lower quadrant. Period. There was evidence of bilateral inguinal and hernia that was evaluated by the Dr. Lasco. In July the 12th of 2021, and he decided to take him to the OR for correction of those hernias that was done afterwards uneventfully. The patient remains with the left lower quadrant pain, and for that reason, the patient underwent the evaluation with abdominal CT scan that was performed at advanced MRI. There was evidence of non-obstructing subcentimeter bilateral kidney stones, one in each kidney. There was evidence of trabeculation of the urinary bladder enlargement of the prostate and evidence of diverticular disease of the colon with inflammation changes. At this point, and after reviewing the laboratory workup that was done in November of 2023, where the albumin creatinine ratio was 3, The serum creatinine was 0.98 milligrams per deciliter, BUN15, normal serum electrolytes. With a urinalysis that was negative for occult blood and without evidence of RBCs, made me think that the patient has episodes of the acute diverticulitis that should be evaluated. Period. At this point, I don't think that Mr. Colladay has any abnormalities in the kidney function. There is no evidence of a kidney stone. There is not evidence of relapsing of the hernias. But by taking the dietetic history, he has episodes in which he knows the type of food that causes irritation of the colon and pain. Period. My recommendations at this point are continue with Dr. Onishi for the BPH and treatment for it, and evaluation by gastroenterology for the diverticular disease of the colon. Period. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. I will follow up with Mr. Colladay if Ms. Garcia considers necessary. Paragraph. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the history, the imaging, talking to the radiologist, and in the face-to-face, I spent 35 minutes, in the documentation, 12 minutes.